Find your voice. What's your unique, original voice? Don't try to be somebody else. Just figure out. And even if your voice is, I'm trying to find my voice, that's an interesting point of view.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right. So what do we want to talk about today?
I think as we've started this podcast, I've watched your own evolution around content.
Okay.
And the specific thing I've seen is that you've gotten really good at creating content and reusing it.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of other people can kind of get a lot of value from understanding what you're actually doing, right? So first, let's just talk about what are you actually doing to create so much content? Because you've got video, we've got this podcast, we've got a blog on this podcast, we've got the video, the daily motivation stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have the blog on closed.io, and you probably have a bunch of other stuff I don't know about.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, and I was talking about this with a founder just yesterday. So
I didn't know that. So that's great.
Yeah. I was just thinking if I can mention his name, because the company is kind of up and coming, but I won't.
Don't mention
Anyways,
it. Yeah.
So here's the evolution of our content up to this point. And we're still struggling. Yeah. There's lots of challenges. Not like I feel like we've figured everything out or we're like great, but So I think number one and foundationally really important is that we do almost exclusively evergreen content, right?
Can you describe what evergreen content is?
Evergreen content means content that is in its optimal way timeless. So it doesn't matter if you read it today or if you read it 3 years from now, it still has the same value. So it's not news related, it's not super like trendy or fashion related. If there's a lot of like slang or things that are cool right now, it's not that.
Yep.
It's something that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, somebody should still be able to read and learn a shit ton from.
Got it. So it's not like a TechCrunch post.
It's more educational,
yeah. More timeless.
Yes.
We actually at Kissmetrics, and we do this at most of the blogs now, is we don't include dates on the posts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because
yeah.
of the idea that it's evergreen, it shouldn't matter when it was written.
Yeah.
It's not just to deceive anybody or anything. It's literally to get us in the mindset that we have to write content that lasts a long time.
Yeah, I love that. And it's not like these like top 10 lists of people. It's not that you go out there and you grab a bunch of stuff and you put it together and you make nice images where now it might be cool, but do you really know 5 years from now how many links of these will work?
So it's not BuzzFeed style content either.
No.
Okay.
So really in-depth, really tactical, strategic stuff that should be timeless.
Does that mean it's long?
Not always, no.
Okay.
No. Evergreen doesn't mean really that it's long, just that it's timeless.
Okay.
Really. And original. In an ideal world.
Okay.
For us, that's the only content we're good at. So that we have a point of view when it comes to sales. We have a strong point of view when it comes to business in general. So we just talk from that point of view. And we have a unique perspective because of the things we did. Like in the way we were running the outsourced sales development department, working and helping all these different startups. We learned so much about sales that we created or we've evolved into a pretty strong but very unique point of view.
Got it. So you're good at what you do and you have a point of view about it.
Yes. And okay. we're good about teaching others about that stuff. So the reason why I'm highlighting this is because I was talking to another founder last week that was telling me he just launched his product. It's a good product. It's like a sales email productivity product, as there are many out there that are pretty hot right now. He did something very similar, copy and pasted a lot of the things that are out there today that are venture funded. And UI-wise, UX-wise, it's a decent product. He's somewhere in Eastern Europe. And I was like, all right, the product is good.